I also took the opportunity in the book to sort of thoroughly put forth the best positive effort concerning the Special Operations Manual, Extraterrestrial Entities, Technology, Recovery, and Disposal.
Who put that together, the manual?
Well, it's my father has done a lot of the work on the Special Operations Manual, and I've helped him in a few cases working on various subtleties.
This is a military manual?
This is a military manual dated April 1954. And that's the title. It's in the appendix in the back and discussed in the sort of the introduction. But this manual says it all. If the manual's real, it's a how-to manual on how to capture them and
what to do with them afterwards.
What to do with them afterwards, and how to cover it up from.
And when you say cover up, you're not. Are you talking about, like, shrouding it, or are you talking about the cover-up?
No, like covering up the physical event.
Ah, okay.
You have a crash in the area. What do you do now? What do you tell the press? How do you manage the local tactical situation? And there's, you know, the manual's been out since 1994 when it was mailed to Don Berliner from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
By the way, in West Virginia, apparently another coal miner problem. They're searching for two miners missing after a fire started on a conveyor belt in one of the mines 60 miles southwest of Charleston. So another episode. So sad. Go ahead.
Yeah. But this Special Operations Manual, some of the things that most people don't know that we've done, besides thoroughly retyping it and checking all the style manual.
Is that in your book?
It's in the book, page 268 through the end.
I just opened it up to 268. How bizarre is that?
Well, that's...
There it is.
There it is. And this manual, we traced it back to the Quillen Pharmacy in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and to the owners of the Quillen Pharmacy and one of our assets held the original in his hand, and we've been trying to get a copy of it, an original page for forensic testing. But
well, this is what it says right on the cover. It says, Extraterrestrial Entities and Technology, Recovery and Disposal.
That's right.
Top Secret Magic Eyes Only. Warning, this is a Top Secret Magic Eyes Only document containing compartmentalized information essential to the national security of the United States. Eyes-only access to the material herein is strictly limited to personnel possessing MAGIC-12 clearance level. Examination or use by unauthorized personnel is strictly forbidden and is punishable by federal law. And I bet they weren't fooling around, were they?
No, certainly not in 1954. But there's I've given hour-long lectures on the details of this manual, and suffice to say that of all the majestic documents that I've looked at, including the Eisenhower briefing document, this is the one that my father and I are, it's the top of the list. We're in the 99% confidence that it's real for a whole bunch of reasons, and some zingers in the way the typography is done, from the content, from the fact that screwdriver is two words instead of one word, or first aid is capitalized. If you just like read that manual, log into my website or read this, and you say this manual's real, then everything sort of falls
into place. Sure. Well, here's one here. I love this. Extraterrestrial biological entities, they call them EBEs,
right,
must be removed to a top security facility as quickly as possible. Great care should be taken to prevent possible contamination by alien biological agents. Dead EBEs should be packed in ice at the earliest opportunity to preserve tissues. Should live EBEs be encountered, they should be taken into custody and removed to a top secret facility by ambulance. every effort should be taken to ensure the EBE's survival. Personnel involved with EBEs, alive or dead, must be kept to an absolute minimum. I love that.
Yeah, this is, it's a well-written manual that follows the style rules for how it was written for 1954, as we interviewed a retired U.S. Government printing office executive that actually wrote the style manual, and we showed him this, and he looked it over and said, yeah, boy, this is real, for the following reasons. And
how thick is this?
This is a 32-page manual, but we only have 23 or 4 pages. There's another interesting little subtlety for why it's real, is that in Section 6, you know, the Guide to UFO Identification, was missing. However, Brian Parks, a UFO researcher, had FOIA'd the Air Force and gotten a UFO-B identification guide in double-space typing courier font, you know, like 7 or 8 pages. And when you retyped it in this format, it perfectly dovetailed and all the paragraph markings and page numbers lined up. So that's just another little quirk that lends itself to authenticity.